Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. You're welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast, your daily dose of faith, hope, and real-life inspiration to help you live strong and shine bright in your world. I'm so glad you're here today. Whether you're on your way to work, sipping that morning coffee, or just sitting quietly with your thoughts, you're right where you need to be. This is your time to connect, reflect, and be inspired. Today's devotional is titled Courage to Share Your Faith. Our Bible text is from Acts chapter 4, verse 13, which says, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus." Some years ago, a young man was martyred for his Christian faith during the genocide. After his death, his friends found a letter he had written before he died, a manifesto of faith. One line in that letter struck me deeply. He wrote, "I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The decision has been made. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice or hesitate in the presence of the adversary." Wow. Imagine the boldness, not of a preacher or a global evangelist, but a young man, ordinary like you and me, filled with extraordinary courage to live and speak his faith, even in the face of death. Family, let's be honest. It's not always easy to share our faith, is it? Have you ever felt awkward talking about Jesus at work? Or too scared of what your friends would say if you invited them to church? Maybe you've had that stirring in your heart. Tell this person I love them, and you kept quiet? If that's you, let me encourage you today. You're not alone. But even more importantly, God has not given you a spirit of fear. Remember 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You see, courage isn't about being fearless. It's about trusting God even when you're afraid. Now let me ask you, what's stopping you from sharing your faith boldly today? Is it fear of rejection? Lack of words? Feeling you're not qualified? Here's the good news. God doesn't need your perfection. He just wants your obedience. In Acts 4 verse 13, Peter and John were called unschooled, ordinary men, but people could tell they had been with Jesus. That's the key. You don't need eloquence. You need encounter. When you've truly met Jesus, something in you changes. You can't help but radiate his love. It shows in your smile. It shows in your kindness. And yes, it shows when you speak truth gently but boldly. So how do you share your faith with boldness and grace? Be led by love. Don't preach to condemn, speak to invite. Let your life reflect Jesus even before your words do. Use your story. People may argue theology, but they can't deny your transformation. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 14 to 16. "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Take a moment right now to reflect on this. Who in your life needs to experience the love of Jesus? Maybe a colleague, a friend, a cousin, or even your spouse. What's one small step you can take today? Maybe a smile, a word of encouragement, a prayer, or an invite to church. Today, choose one person to reach out to with the love of Jesus. It doesn't have to be a sermon. It could be a message, a kind word, or a simple, "Hey, I'm praying for you." Let love lead. Let grace cover. Let courage rise. As you go today, say this with me. "Today, I walk in boldness and grace. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am filled with love, led by the Spirit, and empowered to shine my light. I speak with courage, live with purpose, and reflect Jesus wherever I go. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed." Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us that boldness is not about personality. It's about proximity to you. Today, I pray for every listener. Let courage rise within them. Help them to see opportunities to share your love and truth with those around them. Let their words be seasoned with grace, and their lives be a shining testimony of your goodness. Bless their day, open doors, and go ahead of them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this devotional blessed you today, please share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Let's spread the word, one heart at a time. Don't forget, you're not just living for the moment. You're living to win every day. Until next time, be bold, be gracious, and never forget, you are light in this world. God bless you and have a winning day ahead.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.